From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Hillary Clinton blasted Donald Trump Thursday for his condemnation of American military generals and his praise for Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying her Republican opponent had failed at proving he can be commander-in-chief.
And I was against the war in Iraq because I said it's going to totally destabilize the Middle East, which it has. It has absolutely been a disastrous war. And by the way, perhaps almost as bad was the way Barack Obama got out. That was a disaster.
That was Donald Trump not directly responding to Clinton's critique Thursday, but at a speech in Cleveland, he repeated his incorrect claim that he opposed the war in Iraq from the beginning, the assertion contradicted by an interview Trump did with Howard Stern in September of 2002, in which he was asked whether he supported the invasion and replied, "Yes, I guess so." Here's Clinton on Trump.
That is not just unpatriotic and insulting to the people of our country, as well as to our commander-in-chief. It is scary, because it suggests he will let Putin do whatever Putin wants to do.
Well, South Korean and international monitoring agencies are reporting an earthquake near North Korea's northeastern nuclear site, a strong indication Pyongyang has detonated its fifth atomic test explosion. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement that, quote, artificial seismic waves measuring 5.0 were detected and officials were analyzing whether it was, in fact, a nuclear test. On Wall Street Thursday in the United States, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 46 points. You're listening to VOA News.